This is the second part of our recent interview with Mike O'Brien, who is the Pocahontas County 911 and Emergency Management Director. If you missed part one of this interview, during which O'Brien talked about improvements to the county's emergency communication radio system and its towers, the status of the 911 road signage program, and the efforts to demolish the former Board of Education office building on Fifth Avenue in Marlinton, you can still read and listen to that story on our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. In today's portion of the interview, O'Brien updates us about the current status of the proposed new 911 center, which will be located near Pocahontas Memorial Hospital, and he offered tips on how to stay safe during the cold and snowy winter days. Mike, just where do things stand regarding the proposed building of a new 911 center up near the hospital?
So as far as the new 911 center, that first round of grants went through and weren't selected for that. But Commissioner Urbanski's working on getting that resubmitted for second round funding on that, and we're hopeful that that comes through. Optimistic about that, and hopefully not sure when we'll see or hear anything on that second round funding for that grant. But we're hopeful.
Since right now we are in the middle of winter, is there any advice you can offer regarding staying safe in the cold and snow?
The thing with winter weather, you got to allow yourself plenty of room. You got to allow yourself room to stop, plenty of distancing, and if you don't have to go, don't go. Usually winter storms don't just pop up. We know they're coming. Prepare a little bit ahead of time. Don't go out on the roads if you don't have to go. And drive safe, caution, you know, leave plenty of following distance of the car in front of you, and just prepare. And then in an emergency as a whole, our slogan is the first 72 is on you. So in the event of a disaster or even a winter weather storm, have 72 hours at least worth of food, have water in the house, and have supplies, be able to take care of yourself and your family for the first 72 hours. If you're a younger person, don't forget your elderly neighbors. Make sure they're okay. Go over and help them. Make sure they get their walk shoveled off. Make sure they're not in any need as well.
How about some of the people in the more remote areas of the county that might be snowed in and they might be elderly or maybe even having a heart attack or other illness? Can you reach all of them?
Oh, absolutely. We'll take any means necessary to get to someone. There may be a situation where we'd have to get Department of Highways involved to help open up a road to get to them if we had to. In severe snowstorms, I know in the next county down, Greenbrier County, they'll actually bring the National Guard in to assist, and that's an option for us as well to help get things open up if need be. To my knowledge, since I've been here, we haven't had a storm that was that bad. A lot of folks here in Pocahontas County are able to take care of themselves, and they're really good about helping their neighbors out, and it really hasn't been a problem for us here in the county, but we will do everything in our power to get to you in the event of an emergency, absolutely.
We hope you'll find that reassuring as we go through the next month or so of unpredictable winter weather. Here are a few additional tips for surviving the winter cold. When you do go out, be sure to wear several layers of clothing rather than just one heavy coat. Doing this helps keep you warmer and still allows you to move freely and to remove a layer if you become overheated or sweaty from work or exercise. Also, remember to keep a warm blanket in your vehicle in case your car gets stuck on a remote stretch of road and your heater stops working because you've run out of fuel. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.